This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You're always welcome to contact me directly by texting or calling me on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And be sure and like our Facebook page. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com, and joined again by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman.
Yay.
Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Also have Wes Vilhard from Housemaster still here. Welcome back, Wes.
Hey, Doug. Great to see you.
So, Wes, when we talk about you being a professional in the real estate field, investing in real estate and buying investment properties is a really popular topic. It's something that there's so many thousands of people that want to do. And you recommended that I have Nick Bauer from the Southside Investment Club in. So, Nick, welcome to the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in. So, Wes, you're a member of the Southside Investment Club, right?
I am a member and a sponsor. I've been going to Nick's club for about 2 years now, and it has grown just exponentially. It is an amazing club with all the real estate professionals represented, real estate attorneys, brokers, agents, subcontractors, rehabbers, and I think Nick can answer the growth of the club. But when I started going, it was 40, 50 people at a meeting a few years ago, and it's exploded to about 150 people per meeting on the average, and I think he's around 1,500 people, members online with SSIC on the internet.
Well, Nick, you speak to some specifics on that. Tell us about the club, membership, what do you guys do?
Certainly. Well, you know, Southside Investment Club, kind of like this radio show, is built on the premise that people love to talk about real estate. It's right. It's the American dream to own real estate. And so we provide a forum to do so. And, like Wes said, a couple years back we were doing, we've always had great topics and great speakers, but we also have a really positive attitude. And it's a lot of fun to do this. And we have great, great energy in the room, and people are always willing to share. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why we grow so much. But yeah, we have almost 2,000 members online and consistently get 160, 170 people at our meetings. The networking is fantastic. The topics that we speak about, we try to get top-notch speakers from local heroes that buy 5 or 6 properties a month to either local politicians or high-powered individuals like maybe Paul McKee, who's in charge of the Northside Project or has spearheaded that, to national speakers. And, it's a lot of fun to put together. It's my favorite night of the month. It's kind of a family affair, like Wes was talking earlier. My off air, my wife helps with the registration table, and it's a good time. I really enjoy it, and people come and learn, and it's something that I'm really passionate about, is helping other people buy and sell real estate. So,
and the great thing about Southside Investment Club that I really like is that you're learning through other people's experiences. You're avoiding their mistakes, and mistakes
right.
in real
right.
estate usually are costly.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You get to hear the stories, and you get to learn from other people's experience, and so you can avoid some of those pitfalls in
That's
real estate
so true.
Investing.
Yeah, learning from other people's mistakes are so important. I think it could be a support group to a
Very
certain extent
much.
Because are people in there willing to share their the times they screwed up? Do you see that, Nick?
Oh, yeah. That's some of the, we have war story happy hours every once in a while.
Nice.
It's one thing to say, oh, I made $20,000 off this property, or I made $8,000
right.
off this property. But the guys that get up there and say, I lost 80 grand, I lost my butt, no six,
right.
or whatever it is. That's what you want to pay attention to and write down and say, I'm not doing that.
Exactly.
Right.
Learn from them. Right.
Yeah,
it's
I've done that before. And I tell you what, I'll take one of the biggest year for flipping properties for me. I flipped 118 properties in 1 year, in the year 2000.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And in that year, I made money on every single transaction except for two. I'm sorry, except for 5 transactions that year. But out of those 5 transactions, 2 of them were such significant losses that I never even could have imagined that I could have lost that much money on transactions. And if I would have listened to some people, if I would have been involved with a club like that, I might have heard some things that would have saved me. So.
Yeah, the advice that you can get from other people, I think that's why the networking is so important. Our fundamentals with Southside Investment Club is knowledge, information, and networking, and they're all 3 equally important in my opinion. So
when do you guys meet?
We meet the second Thursday of each month at the Shrewsbury Civic Center in Shrewsbury. So a nice central location. And for all the details and all that kind of stuff, you can go to the SouthsideInvestmentClub.com and find out when all of our upcoming events and speakers and topics and such.
Well, and on July 11th, so just this week, you know, in 4 days from now, is going to be the next meeting. And I'm actually going to be speaking at that event for a few minutes. So that's, I definitely appreciate that.
Perfect.
I'm going to be talking about the state of the housing market and where I see it going and giving some of my predictions, because I'll be able to show some things visually there that I can't show in the air. So anybody who wants to hear that is welcome to come, but definitely try to come to the next meeting. You'll get to meet me personally, but you can also meet Nick Bauer personally if you come to that meeting, right?
Yeah, and we got a great speaker coming in from out of town. John Heyer is a tax accounting attorney and asset protection attorney. He is a fantastic speaker. He's a champion of this industry. He's going to be our main topic that night, but I'd like to see what crystal ball that you have for the upcoming real estate market, because well, I look at a lot of numbers too.
I'm excited to see John Heyer come in too, because I've heard his name before, and he's mm-hmm. said a taxation expert, he's an attorney, mm-hmm. And so he's going to understand all the ins and outs of the taxes and how they play into investment properties and all the things that we need to consider, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's, you know, that for me, that's not my personality style, is to focus on that stuff. I like to look at the property, look at the deal, look at the what I can do with that property, and that's what I think of. You know, the last thing I think of is asset protection and the numbers and the accounting, but it's a really important step, because if you don't do that and your books are all messed up at the end of the year, then you've got some really big issues with your tax guy.
Well, and forward thinking those issues in advance, so that you go
Absolutely.
In and you set the property up correctly, so you know, are you going to take this as short-term capital gain? Is it going to be long-term hold? Are you going to hold it in an LLC? What do you need to do to protect yourself? What happens when, you know, something happens during the construction period and somebody gets hurt? There's just so many issues like that that are the details that people have to be approaching. It's, you know, the old saying mm-hmm. that it's not a problem until it's a problem.
Yep.
You know, it's not a problem right now, but, you know, when that accident happens, people are wishing that they would have planned for those things a little more.
Yeah, and you know, this is, like I said, it's not my personality style to do that. I'm a real driver. I'm a D. I'm, you know, quick decision kind of guy. So like mm-hmm. this kind of stuff is not what I normally think of when I wake up in the morning. But like you said, I mean, it's just really important to do, and it is interesting. And if you do it right, then you can go to bed at night and not have to worry about it mm-hmm. if you do that. So
you know, I always think of it as the offensive and the defensive mindsets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the offense is how you bring money in. And that's mm-hmm. the aggressive side of us wants to go out and do it. And the defensive is what keeps money from going out. It's the risk aversion part of us that you have to do. So what I've done is, like, when I stay in the defensive mindset for too long a periods of time, then I start to live in a little bit of a lack mentality. So I have to be careful and segment that where I don't stay in it for very long. Like, I can only take maybe one day a month to do that defensive minded stuff, reviewing expenses, where can I cut things off my bills, and then get back in offense mm-hmm. and start going after it again. I'm sure your mindset is probably a little bit the same way.
Yeah, it's exactly the same way, except for these last 2 weeks, I've actually been playing a lot more defense on some issues, and it's really stressing me out, because I don't like to play defense.
Right.
I like to play the offense.
Right.
So it's interesting that we're talking about that, because that's exactly what I've been going through the last couple of weeks with some issues.
Well, and you either have to play defense proactively by deciding in advance how you're going to protect yourself,
mm-hmm.
or we still end up having to play defense, but we do it reactively when we get sued, when we get, you know, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you see people where it usually ends up costing more money when you wait on an issue?
Yeah, an ounce of prevention is what's the verbiage there?
Worth
a pound of cure, thanks. And you can just tell it's not my cup of tea. That's because I don't know the right verbiage for it. But it's definitely that's why, you know, and John is a fantastic speaker. It's going to be a packed room. So if you want to come out to this, you can RSVP online.
Okay. What was that website again?
TheSouthsideInvestmentClub.com. And we have a very vibrant online community, so a lot of information is shared via email. So if you want to cut down the emails that you might get from our club, then make sure that you change your communication settings to the daily email setting. Otherwise, you'll get 30 emails a day. definitely come out to that, because he's a fantastic speaker, and it's a great topic for people that maybe like us that are that drivers that don't think about this very often. You know, maybe you will think about it now, and you come mm-hmm. out and just hear what the man has to say.
Well, it's yeah, earlier in the segment we were talking about, or in the show we were talking about couples, and mm-hmm. it sounds like a perfect spot for the maybe some of those questions to be answered.
You know, and that's interesting because my wife, I mean, I love her. She trusts me to do the decisions with investing on stuff. It almost she doesn't have anything to do with it. Just
right.
go out and make the money, you know. So
right.
So that's a great spot for me to be in. But
that's good.
Well, having that, as long as she has that trust. That's perfect. Yeah.
As long as I make money,
right?
Yeah. Property, supposed to do. Then
mm-hmm. right.
Well, and how much does it cost for the online membership?
Online membership is complimentary. So
excellent.
And if you want to join up as a member to come,
so that's
to all
a big word. That means free.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, our annual dues are $100 and mm-hmm. $150 for couples. But you can get to come to all of our meetings. There's some online content as well. Discounts at Lowe's and things like that, up
nice.
To 20%
wow.
off on certain items. So there's a lot of
very
perks
cool.
with that. But come on out. The first meeting is always free. So come on out and check out and see
okay.
if it's something you want to be a part of.
Excellent. And if you have time to stick around, I have some questions for you about your coaching program.
Sure.
Because I know that's something that a lot of people can really use is to be coached through their first couple transactions to make sure that – because if you get burned on that first transaction, you may not come back for another one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.